I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that needs to hire a new sound engineer. It's ruined my life, this kid. The man in front of me refuses to fire him. It's comedy legend and too nice of a man, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis and our sound engineer slash a new black guy.
Yeah, and he...
I got here, I showed up, and since he's 10 and has a new haircut, and he was with a bunch of black dudes, and... I just looked at him and I was like, that black dude looks like Poseidon. I was sure it was just a black dude that looks like him.
I like his new cut. But he just issued a French language apology video for screwing up the audio in a couple of French casts. Yeah. And I was, by the way, I was joking about the apology video. You know that, right?
Oh, go fuck yourself.
You know how stupid it was? That's like when you told me, Mike's here, you said it's a good idea. I was like, God damn right he did.
But I liked how natural it was. It was, bonjour, je m'appelle Poseidon.
It was a gun to his head.
It felt very fucking ISIS. It was an ISIS video.
Actually, he's like, are you serious? I go, yeah, of course, bro. You got to issue an apology video. Bro, they don't give a fuck about apology videos. If they're angry, they're angry. They're not. It's not going to help. But it made me happy, especially because I was like, when he said Mike's here, I go, oh, Mike's going to tell him I'm fucking with him. And you're like, Mike said it's a good idea. I was like, God damn right, that's my boy.
So what happened for people that don't speak French and didn't hear the fucking train wreck that he caused?
Yeah, so in the French, just for Laughs Festival, the French version, I'm the official podcast of the festival. Yeah. So every day they're dropping new episodes. I had to pick whoever I wanted from the festival. I picked 20 people, and we do three a day, and we release one a day. On the first day, three episodes. He's the only sound engineer, the sound tech. He's our producer. He's the only guy I have there. He said he could handle it. The board is the same one we have here, but it's their board. And then the equipment there, they're similar to our equipment. Like, they're missing some stuff, but overall they have the same stuff we have. So I figured he'd be comfortable. He's also, since it's not a studio, the only person with headphones.
Okay.
So the only guy that will know if there's a fuck up is him. So we start the first one. It was Michelle's brother. And I'm like, is it okay? It's like, well, he's a little low. Tell him to move the mic closer. He moves the mic closer. We're continuing. Records. I go, was it fine? He's like, yeah, I'm listening back to it now. Great. Everything's fine. I'm like, nice. Second episode comes, the president of Just for Laughs. We do that one. He's like, yeah, it's all fine. Listen back. It's all great. Third episode, same thing. It's all great. I go home. I got a rush to get these things ready for them that same night. I start listening. I start losing my mind. I was like, what the fuck is happening? The audio is just clipping. Like, he's like, yeah, then, like, it's very bad. The first guy especially was the worst out of all of them. It's the episode that came out today, which is why people are pissed. It's like, what the fuck? I listen to the other ones. They're overblown, under. They're all over the place. Completely horrible audio. Not like what we have in studio. So I ask him, I go, are you fucking joking? You didn't notice? The Just Last people like, what the fuck is this? They've never heard any audio that bad ever themselves. Poseidon's maintaining, nah, bro. Sounds good in my ears. I'm telling you, none of that was happening. I go, didn't you replay it back in your ears? He's like, yeah, and it all sounds fine. So I go, listen, motherfucker. Tomorrow morning, we're going there. First thing, you're going to put the headphones on. Me and you are going to listen to it, see if what you're saying is true. So we sit down, press play. The files are still there. Completely fucked up audio. And he's just staring at me. I was like, how come you didn't notice that? You're telling me you didn't notice that? And he's like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know, bro. I can't focus. I don't know what it is. I think I was nervous. I think I was trying to focus on this. It is finding every... Because the truth is, he's not focused. Mm. So even though the audio is fucked up, he wasn't focused enough to be like, wait a second, that's a problem. Stop it. Let's figure it out. He was just... scrambling.
What were you explaining before that you could hear it, but it's because you could hear the real people, so and you thought that's
these,
what
these headphones don't cancel the noise around me. So at the same time, I was listening to the podcast recording. I was able to hear people talk, so I didn't hear the drop.
But I get what you're saying, but you hear the drop still because
you hear it after.
No. You can still hear the drop because right now, if I'm talking like this and I continue talking, you can hear the difference. You get what I'm saying?
I can't hear the difference because of my headphones because they're not noise canceling.
What you're saying doesn't make sense.
I like that you're blaming the quality of the headphones.
No, I'm not blaming the quality. I'm just saying.
Look, goddamn Sennheisers.
I used to work next to an airport, so I know fucking quality headphones.
Because the thing is, it's noticeable right away. Like, I know I would have noticed it. So I'm trying to think of how the fuck didn't I notice it?
Yeah, you're just trying to find an excuse.
But that's the only thing I can think of.
There's another one. It's tied into your IQ.
Go fuck yourself.
Do you think it's because you were just, like, you were in the, you guys recorded in the office of the president of the festival?
Without his approval.
Without his approval. So that adds extra pressure on you. And plus, if someone comes in, you have to tell them to shut the fuck up. As they're saying, what the fuck are you doing in my office? Who are you people? So that adds extra stress. Was it stress you think that caused it?
Possibly stress. Yeah, I was very stressed those first 2 days. But then the third day I felt better.
Okay.
3 days. But that's 9 episodes.
No, but the other ones were good.
Yeah, they get better and better as they go. The first three are completely fucked. And then they get better.
Did you bring him, like, the second day when he was like, no, it sounds fine, you saw that it was absolute garbage. Did you let him do the sound for those three episodes?
I did, but I basically asked him not to touch anything. I fixed everything beforehand, and I said, please, bro, try your best not to touch anything.
Okay.
Because he started at one point just following. He's like, I'm going to follow this guy, so I'll put him up, him down. I was like, don't do that, dude. If you touch the buttons, you're going to ruin something. If someone's too far away, like if someone's doing this, just tell him, mime to bring the mic close. So then he started miming. He's like, what? What is he saying? Because I go, don't mess with the buttons. But all that happened, he was so nervous, and I was angry with him too, especially the first night, because I hated getting emails from Just for Laughs. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Because you told me about that, but then when I listened, I only listened to the one with Patrick Ozon, who's the head of Je Soirée. And the first, 10 minutes of sound was really good.
It took me an hour and a half to get him like that.
Okay.
And then the other one was unsalvageable. The one that everyone was mad about, Michelle's brother, I did the best I could. But I had a problem because he was speaking low and the whole text part was fucked up.
Okay.
So I tried my best.
Okay.
I tried my best. All this to say, people are complaining. Normally, they get 4 French casts a month. They're getting 20. In
7 days.
Yeah, so...
So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you get... Don't worry, 3 are fucked up. What do you want me to do? Kill the kid. Yeah. Mistakes happen. What do you want me to tell you?
The comments in YouTube are fairly...
You know what? They're fairly...
Respectful.
Respectful, yeah. No one's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. There was one guy that... Sorry for cutting you off again, but there was one guy that I thought was really funny. He was like... They're in the hallway at Just for Laughs, and the sound isn't quite as good as when they're in a professional studio. Interesting.
Yeah.
So he was just blaming the fact that you're on the road.
Yeah. Well, he's right about that. You know what would have helped? If we knew beforehand, it was really what I would have liked to do is, even though it's a pain in the ass, I would have liked to just take our equipment completely.
Yeah.
And do it our way. Because even their lifters don't work. So I would have just liked to do that, but it's a pain in the ass. At the end of the day, no podcast is ever going to be better than bringing them to a studio that we put time and money in, like this one, and that we're comfortable in. But, you know, these are stories we're going to be telling in a year.
Yeah.
And it's smooth sailing from now.
Don't say that, bro.
Oh, really? Us. You hired someone else?
Yeah. They offered. The guy who you don't like over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He offered to take over his job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, you know, I do this, right? You know, I could do this. And I was like, don't worry about it. You fucking hippie.
I guarantee you'd fuck it up more.
It's his equipment, so they might know. I don't know. Look at him. He's going to start a fight on Monday.
Somebody disappears, bro, on Monday.
Like an asshole. What have you been up to? You did a surprise set at Just for Laughs.
Yeah, I did a surprise set because Preach was hosting. I told him he was supposed to host sort of a gala, but a non-televised gala this year. So I told him when he was doing that, he asked me to do it, and I said, for sure, I'm doing it. But then he came back to me, and he was like, no, it's not a gala. It's an outdoor show. And then I was like, I fucking hate outdoor shows. So I said no. But then I felt shitty. I was like, oh, fuck. I should have said yes. So I got my manager to call Just Borrer and just say, look, Michael, do a spot. And I was going to do it for free, but they ended up paying me.
It's badass.
Yeah, but it was a fun show. It was it was a very fun show. The crowd was good for an outdoor crowd. And plus, not that many people.
Was it sold out?
It was sold out, but I think they're only allowed to have 400 people, even though it's outside.
And it's huge.
Yeah, and it's that's a thing. Last time I did that sort of venue, there was 20 or 30,000 people. So it can fit like 50,000 people.
Yeah.
And now there's 400. So I was afraid that there was going to be, or I would have actually liked that, it was going to be like, remember when the Canadians were playing, that they were like, you can only be 3,000 in the Bell Center, and then there's like 90,000 people outside.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was hoping it was going to be that. I would have felt shitty for the festival because they would have gotten in trouble, but it would have been good for comics.
What was there, like, because I don't know how it works yet. I'm doing mine on Tuesday. Is it set up where, let's say if you don't have tickets, can you still just hang out?
No. I thought that's what it was going to be, but they have a fence and they put sort of a curtain.
So you can't see us.
So you can hear it, though.
You can hear all the dick jokes.
Yeah. So you can come listen to a show for free or pay and be outside.
I think the tickets are free outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just have to register.
Okay, yeah.
But I tried to get like extra tickets for people, and then I realized when I went in, they sold out.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh fuck! Obviously, no one has anything to do in the summer.
Whose show are you doing?
They just call it Triple Dose of Humor. It's me, Alphé Gagné, and Sylvie Tourigny.
Okay. And no one hosting?
Just three of us doing jokes.
Okay.
I don't know how it's gonna work. I think it would be cool if they bring a host.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring us up on stage. If not, whatever, we'll figure it out. If it's Gauntlet or whatever the fuck it is, I'm just excited to do it.
Yeah.
In French. Should be fun if there's people there.
Oh, there will be.
There's nothing else. It's a Tuesday night, though.
Yeah. I was just happy to see people, like, be backstage. Because I've been working a lot, but I've been working on my tour.
Yeah.
So I only see the same, like, Preach or you or whoever is there with me. But I saw, like, this week, I saw people I hadn't seen in years. And it was fun. We stayed and hung out. And it was funny because, like, since there's no one on site, it's an outdoor thing. So usually you have to park super far away. So now I drove my car on the sidewalk to park it like right next to the venue.
Can I do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what I did, like, there were signs. It was written they were going to tow me. So I just, like, you park head first into like a concrete block. So
try towing me now, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like they're gonna get a thing to remove a block.
No, they're not gonna concrete, go through. Yeah. I don't think they're gonna tow.
Nah,
everyone's just like sad. Like, downtown, we were noticing with him. Right in there's a hooker hotel next to Just for Laughs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I called it because I parked in front of it, and I was like, oh, that's definitely a hooker hotel. And then he's like, well, you really think it's a hooker hotel? And as he says that, a man was chasing his hooker out of the hotel. And, like, a garbage hooker. Like, an obvious movie crack whore.
Okay.
But it was just, you know, the universe gives you timing sometimes. I was like, that's a hooker hotel. I was like, you really think it's a hooker hotel? Then right away, hey, come here. No, where are you going? And then he's putting his arm around. He's like, nah, come on. I'll give you another ride and all that. I was like, yo, that's fucking disgusting. God, yeah. And the guy looked like a fucking idiot, too.
Yeah, and as a hooker connoisseur.
Yeah, he connoisseured.
She was,
yuck. Yeah, oh, yeah, even he was like, yeah. Yo, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that
whole neighborhood's been fucked.
That's that little hotel corner of whatever one street east of Saint Laurent is.
Yeah, Saint Dominic.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Corner Saint Dominic and that little
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I had the reason why I thought it was a hotel at first was because I parked right in front of it. Right when I got out, there was a guy, there was an old white guy with tattoos at the window. The hotel, and he was playing gangster music inside.
Okay,
but it didn't match him at all, that music, and just like this, and people were yelling. I was like, "Oh, it's a hooker!" And then the hooker was chased out by another guy, and I was like, "Yo, I'd make a good detective. Like, I'd be the vice guy.
Yeah,
send in Pantelis, and then I'd go into this area. You got hookers in the floorboards. That'll be me.
All of those hotels, though, Like any one star hotel, it's just criminals.
Yeah.
Right? Because who's going to travel to a one star hotel? Even if you're super poor, you'll be a hostel. Like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to stay at a hostel or I'll sleep in my car.
Or you don't travel that far if you can't afford a two-star hotel.
If you can't afford a two-star hotel, go once every 6 months instead of once every 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's clearly all the one-stars, even on St. Catherine, they
it's
have
just
all these.
For drugs or it's drugs or prostitutes.
Anytime a hotel tells you you want to stay for the night or for an hour, you know it's for hookers.
Yeah.
Well, look, the cleanest places to go for those. Is the 3 hour motels, the one in Laval. There's what's it called? One that's been completely revamped. O Motel.
Oh. The home hotel.
About just O and then motel, I think.
But the H, so. There's, but a there's silent,
not an H.
It's silent H.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I think a guy just gave you his phone number. I think it was home hotel.
What?
Was it? So when you went there, were you...
You don't get it?
Does it cost more to be a top or bottom?
Like, do you choose where you stay or no?
Oh no, there's there's the regular ones at 3 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
The regular motel
at the top or at the bottom though?
They have those are one level.
Okay, so that's bottom.
So side by side.
Street level.
Okay. Oh, on the street.
Yeah.
Damn. Doesn't that hurt the knees?
It seems a little public.
Yeah, but I mean, there's curtains and shit.
They're kind of useless if you're curtains, down the street.
There's two locks on the door, so you're fine.
Okay. But you gotta stay on the inside.
Huh?
So they can lock you in?
Lock you into what?
But with the two locks.
Yeah.
No, the locks are inside.
But why do you need two locks?
Just in case. Maybe it's a shady area, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know there's two locks?
But then there's the
Wait, how do you have all this information on the home motel?
The what? The home motel?
Yeah.
The home motel, yeah.
No, because I brought the women there.
Oh, shit. And
it doesn't that go against must have shocked the staff. Rules? Aren't they like, look, we have ladies' nights on Wednesday. This clearly isn't a Wednesday.
Yeah, did they say something like that? Like, whoa, sir, I don't know what you think this fucking place is. This is a home motel.
Fuck, I can't give a straight face anymore.
Let me inspect. Let me inspect her. Does she have a penis or not? So there's a home motel where it's meant for whores and it's called home motel.
Home motel.
Yeah, but look, this is a French place, bro.
So everyone adds an S H. And an H.
Yeah.
An S at the... So it's a home hotels.
Yeah.
The home hotels.
The home hotels. Yeah. Like 2 drink minimum. All our French fans say 2 drinks minimum.
Yeah.
It's how it is, bro.
There you go.
Yeah. Welcome to Quebec, baby.
But there's also the...
The tranny tell?
No.
Poseidon one day gets mad. He's like, "Well, we have a highway named after them."
Oh, the tranny.
He doesn't read.
Well, sometimes I do call it as a joke, like the tranny highway.
But why? It's called. It's already called trans Canadian.
Well, I don't know. It makes me laugh.
You're making the joke less funny.
Well, to me, it's funny. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, but there's also VIP rooms and shit. VIP rooms.
A place with the door with 3 locks.
And no cameras.
No, but look, hold on. I'll bring it up for people. Hold on. Check this out.
We're not going to advertise to these people. Are you crazy?
Oh, no. I was just going to show the expensive rooms.
No, don't show the expensive. Don't show any rooms.
How much are the expensive
$75
rooms?
$75 a night.
The name is Motel Ideal, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, we already knew that. That's a hooker motel, yeah.
I get why you call it the home motel.
Yeah.
But it changed name. Now it's called Hotel au Laval. With a O. And what do you call accent? What do you call this accent? The hat there.
The hat? The toque?
The hat. The accent.
The
you
cap?
Or muffet?
No, because you know in French, there's accent.
Oh, a beret.
Yeah.
No, there's like accent circonflexe.
Yeah.
Accent aigu.
But a hat is like a beret. But
they call it a chapeau chinois. Yeah. It's a Raiden. Yeah. It's a Raiden hat.
Yeah.
You remember Raiden, bro? Anybody play Mortal Kombat here? Nobody.
Yeah, of course, right? Just play that shit like crazy.
Which one?
The Armageddon one.
Oh, okay, so stop talking, bro. You're a child.
I played the.
If you didn't play Mortal Kombat 1 or 2 in the arcades, we can't talk.
I used to beat my father all the time on the Sega one. I used to beat the shit out of him. I
used to beat him all the time.
Bastard.
Oh, that's why he took the Sega.
That's why he probably took the Sega. Definitely. Yeah, I used to beat him at Mortal Kombat all the time.
Motherfucker.
And he used to get so pissed off, bro. He butt mash after.
Why you keep pick black guy? I have to lose to black guy. Why? Is that why? That's where his racism comes from.
And I think he
just kept jacking him.
he kept taking Liu Kang because my father was very into like martial arts.
I bet he was. And yeah, he's the nunchuck master, right?
You know what I mean? So like he used to be like, this is a real martial art, Liu Kang, right? The fictional fucking
this
character.
This is real martial art.
This is real martial art.
The man who turned into a dragon.
So I used to beat him as a kid all the time, and he used to get so pissed, and then he'd button mash, and then he'd win like once a blue moon. Like, I beat you, but he'd fucking button mash like crazy. You remember the three buttons, the ABCs? Whatever the fucking...
Yeah, the ABCs.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. But it's as easy as Doremi, if you're good at it.
Goddamn. Anyways, carry on.
Silence is amazing. He's like, oh, fuck, what am I doing here? Yeah, I remember the old Mortal Kombat games. They were fun. Yeah, I used to have a lot of fun. I remember the older kids would play at the arcade. And they'd know all the moves and shit. And I was like, how do they know all these moves?
I used to be a big fan of about the same time, maybe a bit before Double Dragon.
Oh, dude.
I used to love Double Dragon.
Fuck, I loved it so much. I remember, I think it was on Super Nintendo. My sister, her friend, this girl, I don't know why she had a Super Nintendo, didn't even like Super Nintendo, but when I'd go over to their house, like with my sister, she could play with her friend, they'd leave me in the living room to playing Super Nintendo. I remember I would go rent Double Dragon.
Yeah.
And I remember I was playing that. Yeah, that was
I
fun.
Always use the same move. I just sweep the leg.
Just sweep the leg?
Yeah.
Because of Karate Kid?
Yeah, that's all I did all the time.
So much fun, though. I love those games.
Yeah, they were very... very basic. Those were the games that it took you 6 minutes to figure out how to be pretty good.
Yeah. And they were fun because you like it was so easy. If somebody comes, sits next to you, just press start on the controller.
Yeah.
They jump in with you. And then they were simpler but funner. It's not always complexity that makes the games fun. There's something to simplicity.
Yeah.
Especially for a game you feel like you have love inside. You know, there's like nice colors. Yeah. And I used to love that shit.
The thing that was crazy about those old video games is... since it was so simple, it was super easy to copy. So then there'd just be a new game that was just a ripoff
always.
Of the first game.
Always. Yeah. They do that now too with some games, but it's so much harder because
it takes
so much more time.
7 years to make a ripoff. And by the time they come out with the ripoff,
it's obsolete.
Forgotten about the game. Yeah.
That's what happens on computer games now. I know you want to give us stories, but before you do, I got to ask Mike because I only saw what he tweeted. What's happening with Prince?
Yeah, Prince, they're coming out with a new album that he recorded in 2010. They're putting it out. But Prince hadn't released it because he didn't like the songs. He didn't feel that they were... He didn't want people listening to these songs. And he used to always say when he used to do... when he was on Arsenio, he'd always say that he had like thousands of songs in his vault. And then Arsenio was like, oh, when you're going to die, they're all going to release them. And then he was like, no, I hope they never release them. These are my songs. They're not finished. When they're finished, you can release them. But when I die, I want these songs to die with me. And so if I know that, and I'm not even a huge Prince fan, these fucking, like all of his team should know that.
I think they do.
Yeah, they definitely do.
But they also know that they need a new Range Rover.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But all of the, like, Prince didn't even have kids. So if it was his kids that are doing a move like this, I'd be like, dick move, but he's your dad.
Yeah.
And he'd want, you know, his son or daughter to have money. But now it's like fucking Morris Day. Fucking, or like his bass player.
Morris Day in the motherfucking time.
Yeah, like when the article that I retweeted just to write that, it was interviews with people that worked on the album and them saying how happy they are it's coming out. But it's all these fucking dicks that he didn't even work with at the end. So it's all these people that he probably fired like in 2014 that now that are like, okay, fuck you, Prince.
It's like if you die and then fucking Jeremy Gabriel comes out and he's like, Mike wanted me to release his album.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Mike didn't even like you. Yeah, it's shit like that. Yeah.
I've always thought of that, though. I even told my wife, like, when he should have had a will. Like, he should have put this in his will. Because he just told people, and he figured since he told people, they'd respect his wishes.
No one respects anything.
But I always tell my wife, when I die, I want you to do this. And I think I'm going to put it in a will. Like, everything that she can and can't do. with my material. And comedy doesn't age well. So you can't do that much with old stand-up.
But it's just songs, for fans. It's easier.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to find out, like, there's an album that I never heard of that one of my favorite comedians has, and now he releases it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the aging of the jokes. Just, oh, what was there? What was said there? What's going on? I'd love that shit. But even, I think it's disrespectful. I think you're right. It's disrespectful because even me, just those French cast episodes that I was kind of forced to release because contractually, you know, they haven't there put my their shit. I hated releasing them because they're so subpar, the audio from what we regularly do. If it was up to me, I didn't want to release them.
So imagine if those episodes were released after your death.
Yeah, and like, look at what he had for us. Yeah, I'd be so pissed. People would be like,
what the fuck? Why does this sound so bad?
That's what I think he's going through now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if there is such a thing as the afterlife, he is angry.
Oh, dude, he's an angry fucking pajama shirt wearing motherfucker, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So what kind of news you got for us, Poseidon? I know that I'm going to get angry probably, but...
So the first one on the list is pregnant man emoji.
Okay. They came out with a pregnant man emoji?
Yeah.
Isn't that just a like a beer belly guy?
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Is it a pregnant man or a beer belly?
Look, it just looks like some dude that drank too much beer.
Okay, is it supposed to represent a pregnant man?
It's supposed to represent a pregnant man.
Okay, that's stupid.
Yeah, he even has a bit of tits. It just looks like a fat guy.
Or is it maybe a pregnant lesbian?
No, because he has a mustache. They added the mustache.
Yeah, that's what I said. Heard what he said. You heard him loud and clear, you stupid son of a bitch. Hold on. What's the next story? Because I hate this. It's so dumb. It's a non-story. But what do I care? If you don't like it, don't use the emoji. I don't care anymore.
Oh, exactly. So you guys know the Charlie. The England fan that basically he kept snorting cocaine and he was yelling.
Yeah, Mike shared that with me.
He shoved a flare up his ass.
I didn't know about that part.
Did he shove a flare up his ass?
Look, I didn't know about his personal life.
He shoved a flare up his ass and people were telling him, Was it lit? Yeah, it was lit. And people were like, you should apologize. And it
to
was like,
who?
The Flair company?
And then he was like, I'm not apologizing.
Wait, apologize to who? Rick Hold Flair? On, like, who's going to apologize to?
Hold on.
Where did he get the flare, though? Was this like he was driving home and there was an accident?
And he's like,
there's a dead body, and he's like, that flare. So, the guy's already dead.
So
guy, hold on, officer, I'm having a moment. Hold on,
So here's what happened. He started boozing at 8:30 a.m. He downed 20 cans. This is shitting on him. He banged a load of powder.
Okay.
He banged a load of powder.
Banged. Yeah. Like
sounds like he fucked a skinny white girl.
No, but he kept doing like, He stuck a lit flare up his ass to cheer people up after COVID.
Damn. That is what cheers people up after COVID.
He has a fucking big day.
And bribed a steward to get into the Euros final.
You know, I like this guy.
Yeah. And then
he's a go-getter.
The video I saw when he was just going, to me, it looked like Jacob Ospian from the far. I thought it was Jacob. Yeah.
And the guy goes, I'm not sorry, I was off my face, and I loved it.
I love this guy.
Wait, but what's the problem? Apologize for what? Yeah. I don't understand why he would apologize for putting a flare up his ass.
And then he goes, in reference to the flare, Perry said, after 18 months of misery, I thought it would bring the England fans together.
That really is what it took. Yeah. It takes one British guy to be like, there's one way we bring everyone together. Hey, Jimmy, give me that flare. That's how we bring it all together.
You can tell this guy doesn't have a boss. Like he's his own boss. Because you'd like, if you work for a company.
Sure, later.
And you're like, okay, I want to do some coke at the soccer game. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm not going to be like, hey. And then, but you're like, okay. I think my boss is a Pure Later. Can accept the whole coke and yelling. The flare thing, though, that might be a little much.
Imagine you find out he's like a firefighter.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He loses his job at Pure Later, but UPS is like, we want that guy.
Yeah, he's our kind of guy. He's a party animal. Yeah. We found out that he showed up for work the next day in the morning.
Did he?
No, I'm just saying that's the kind of employee. That would be amazing.
You know what? Honestly, that's the kind of employees I'd want. You know what? You still show up? Fucking
he's got a new job, and then he has to take a medical, and the doctor's like, why do you have burn marks on your butt cheeks?
And how much cocaine do you do? Jesus crazy. Christ.
I've never done coke. But sticking a flare up your ass means that it must be an amazing drug. If you think that that's a good idea.
Yeah, I guess.
God damn. But everyone says like coke, the high is super short. It would be amazing if his high wore off while the flare's in his ass. Oh. And he's like, what have I done?
While it's burning. Get it out of me. Get it out of me. While it's burning his butt cheeks.
God damn.
Yeah, he goes home to his wife. His wife's like, why is your ass on fire?
Yeah. Or fuck his wife. Imagine being his wife and then you see him on YouTube. You're like, why is my, that's my husband's name. Why is he trending? Then you click.
Oh, he's like, oh, is this? Yeah, wow. And yeah. I think he wouldn't have gotten any backlash if they won. I think it's because they lost that people are pissed. Everyone's, yeah, they're trying to blame and they're trying to find excuses.
Well, the speaking of excuses and blaming people for shit, the Economist,
the newspaper or the guy,
the newspaper, tweeted the most.
Which newspaper?
The Economist.
From which one?
From the Economist.
The guy or
no the newspaper.
Okay,
but he tweeted from his account.
Yeah,
he works for the New York
for
Times.
For which the
they're,
Times
they're both of New York? Economists.
Who are these two?
Aren't they journalists?
The is it the Times of New York?
No, it's the
Washington Post.
It's the Economists of Wall Street.
Okay,
the Wall Street Economist.
Yes.
So why does a newspaper hire an economist?
Yeah.
Like they have accountants and they have journalists, but
seems unnecessary.
I don't know.
That's probably why it's a dying industry. That's why blogs took over.
Son's gonna have he's gonna have an aneurysm at some point.
Economist.
So they tweet the most striking aspect of Italy's 26-man squad before it took to the pitch was that, comma, alone among the main contenders, comma, it did not include a single player considered as being of color.
You know why? It's the Italian national team. 99% of Italians are probably going to be Italians. Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's like being angry that, like, at the Olympics, that Team China is, you're like, what's up with all these fucking Asians?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. You know what? I'm going to go watch a WNBA game and do the same thing. Yeah. What the fuck? Where are all the guys? Where are all the guys?
But you know what's crazy? I guarantee you, if somebody had said that, about China or any Asian country or whatever, they'd be labeled a racist themselves.
Yeah, but even the person who would say that or the person that would call them racist, they're all the same imbeciles.
Yeah.
Anyone who gets into this conversation is an idiot.
There's like, something crazy about lately, all of the people saying shit like that, they're trying to denounce racism, but in a super stupid racist way.
Yeah. Your racism is showing. Yeah,
because if you're angry that there aren't any black people on Italy's team, do you think black people care? Like, are the guys in fucking Houston going...
I should have played for the Italian team. Fuck
it. I have shoes, too. Give me my shoes.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is this is the type of thing where these sports, you pick from the best that you have available, right? You pick the best team. So... they just pick the better players that are Italian, that are eligible. That's how they make the squad. That's how the coach makes the team.
Can you Google what the percentage of Italians that are black is?
Oh. It starts and ends with Balotelli. No, it's very low, obviously.
It's probably under 1 or under 2.
Percent?
Yeah.
I think it's low. I mean, even in Greece, black Greeks are very, very... like, it's Yanni Antetokounmpo and his two brothers. That's it.
Jesus Christ, Google is racist.
What did it say?
Because I Googled how many black people in Italy, and then it pops out, how many black in Italy?
Okay, that's weird. But you don't care about black people in Italy. You care about Italians, like citizens, because there could be a million black people in Italy right now vacationing. You don't give a shit about that.
How many black Italians...
You care about eligible soccer players.
How many black Italian citizens?
Yeah, that's a good one. When the moon hits your eyes.
It's about 1 million residents, but it's not saying citizens.
Okay, let's say there's 1 million residents. How many of those are eligible to play soccer? And 1 million, and what's the country hold? What's the population of Italy?
Hold on, let's check.
Population.
60 million.
And
60 million.
And out of the 1 million, you need the men that are of playing age that play professional sports, and that's why you didn't see a black guy on the Italian
There's
team.
There's one. So that that's like,
let's say half of
1.8%.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah. So
and how many are eligible soccer players? Yeah.
Less, because let's say out of those 1 million Africans, there are half are men, so that's half a million.
So this is Africans. It says.
Yeah, it says.
Oh, because if it says Africans, it probably counts North Africans too. So it's counting Moroccans and Algerians and stuff. So it's even less.
Yeah,
there and you plus go. Italy is a very like they love soccer.
Yeah,
so it's not like a country that has only 1% of black people. But that they hate soccer.
Yeah, exactly. So they're just going to not play.
Like, okay, we'll get a shitty player from Brazil that's been living here for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But these people have been playing since they're kids.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, it's not. Yeah. But it's just everyone's looking for the angle. Yeah. Who's phobic, racist, whatever. Yeah. And it's mostly the people pointing the finger that are the racists.
Yeah.
Or the phobes or whatever the hell. It's fucking crazy. But it makes good fodder for us. We laugh at that shit. So dumb. In 100 years, people will see this. People will see all that stuff and be like, wow, they were on drugs. Yeah. It's a whole generation that's cracked. Are you okay, Poseidon?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're losing your mind there. What's going on?
Oh, no, what are you looking for?
Oh, no, I was just double checking some holes.
Well, that's what got you in trouble the first time.
You were double checking holes?
That's how you got kicked out of the YMCA.
Yeah.
I'm double checking their holes. Hey, bada boo, bada.
Oh, no, I was just checking something on the atom.
You have any fun news for us?
Okay, so there was a woman.
Oh, well, that's already starting out, okay.
In Ukraine.
Okay. It's a sexy country.
She horrified beachgoers at the...
at the local beach?
At the what's it called? The Black Sea.
Okay, wow. Okay. I thought we stopped with that racial stuff, but okay, go on.
Because she had a Nazi tattoo. She had Hitler on her right hand or left hand, and she had a swastika.
Was it on the right or the left hand?
Because
on the right hand, it means you're racist. On the left hand, it means you're gay.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
Yeah. That's
she had a Adolf Hitler tattoo on her hand.
God damn. Okay.
On your hand is a big commitment, bro.
Was it a swastika or the Adolf Hitler? No, one hand was Adolf, the other was Hitler.
Wait, was it a face? Because if it was a face, she could have been a Chaplin fan.
It was a face, I think. Imagine she's just is mistaken.
But one hand is a swastika, the other one is Hitler?
No, she had a large swastika inked on her right butt cheek.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. Two things. Number one, the fact that everyone's looking at this woman's butt cheek, sexism. Women are not objects. Stop doing that, okay? And also, was her full ass exposed? Because maybe it wasn't a swastika. Maybe it's just, you know, part of what you saw. Maybe it was an unfinished maze.
Mm. How old is this woman?
It doesn't say. But in the Ukraine...
is she single?
Is the Ukraine weak?
it says that the propaganda of Nazism and Nazi symbols is propaganda is prohibited and regarded as a criminal offense that carries a maximum punishment of 5 years in prison in Ukraine.
So this bitch is doing this in a country that it's illegal.
Yeah, she's hardcore, bro.
You know what? Can we Skype her?
She likes to live dangerously.
Can we Skype her to ask her about her dangerous lifestyle?
You know what's crazy, though? I'm picturing her still wearing a mask.
Yeah.
She's like, it's the rules.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You think she's a tourist? Because that's weird if you grew up in a country where it's illegal and all that you get. You know, who wrote this?
New York Post.
And this
it might be bullshit. I'll tell you why. It seems too fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm going to be honest.
Because people are, your neighbors are going to call the cops on you.
But also, you're telling me, it's not a Charlie Chaplin thing. She has a Hitler tattoo on her arm her whole life. No one ever noticed that there's a dude with a tiny mustache on her fucking arm. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Her ass, okay, who's going to see that? But there's a Hitler face on her and no one noticed until now?
Yeah, it's kind of it seems suspect. Sketch. But I just found it entertaining and funny.
Because the New York Post sometimes does shit like that.
Yeah.
Where they post stuff that's not exactly
it's
true.
It's just like clickbait.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck them then.
Well, according to the New York Post, there's a race war happening right now in the States.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, have you seen what's been happening in New York, bro?
That's what the New York Post has been showing me.
Oh.
According to the New York Post, black people are shooting other people in the face. a point blank rage daily. So I wouldn't take everything New York Post has to say as 100% truth. Like, you know.
Yeah. Take it with a grain of salt, as they say.
Yeah. Some chicken. Depending on how you want to take it. So here's the thing. Yeah. I said fun news. You've given us no fun news.
Yeah, you've just given us racism and crime.
There's a lady with a fuck bot. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck, man. What's wrong with me today? There is a lady with that says fuck Biden. It's on her lawn. It's like a poster. And
everybody says that.
They said she should take it off or she's going to get fined $250 a day.
Who's going to fine her?
The city.
For what?
This was in New Jersey.
Because of the word fuck?
Yeah. No, because it says fuck Biden and not my president.
She's allowed to say that.
Yeah, it's not my president. She should be allowed. Or she's maybe there's a thing about like profanity. So she'd have to do like F asterisk CK.
Or Biden. Show a seal and say this in French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But no, it's, I'm reading it right now. They're saying she's going to get $250 in fines per day. So long as she keeps it on, if she doesn't take it off.
Well, that it's, if it's the fuck, whatever, they have an argument. But if she takes out the fuck and they still say that, that seems a little crazy to me. Yeah, it's her fucking house. If she wants to say, I don't like Biden, not my president, I don't like Trump, not, or whatever the fuck, it's her prerogative.
That must suck, though, having anyone like that as a neighbor that you drive by and there's just a sign written, fuck whoever it is.
It depends who it is. I think some of it could be funny.
But it's funny one day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When
every
you
day.
Show up, you're like, what a fucking crazy bitch. Like, whether it's fuck Trump, fuck Biden, fuck Obama, fuck whoever. But then every day, you're like, ugh, I'm going to have nut jobs now parked on the street.
Taking photos.
Yeah, taking photos, yelling at this lady. This lady's going to tell him to fuck off.
Someone's going to pull out a gun.
Yeah.
It is a language issue, by the way. It's because of the fuck.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Just fucking put a...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck, man. These are all fucking clickbaity.
Just you gotta put an asterisk on top of the U.
God. You see how you know me and Mike are older than you? We don't even see it. You just tell us, and we already guessed it.
Yeah.
We know that. We've been through this.
Yeah, I'm a youngin'.
You're a young kid.
You're goddamn naive.
Whippersnapper.
You're a whippersnapper.
I'm a little naive. what else? Fuck, there wasn't that much going on.
I don't know why you were laughing so hard.
Mike. My little naive. That was amazing. I'm a little naive. Like it's a good thing. Like saying, yeah, man, I'm state champ.
Okay, last one that I have that I thought was entertaining. This lady,
and we started the show 6 minutes ago.
This lady, she went to the bodega. I don't know what that is.
A bodega, not a bottega.
It's like a dépanneur.
Why the
corner store?
Bodega. Corner store. That's what they call them in New York City.
Yeah, the little bodegas. You've been to a bodega. I fed you at a bodega.
Really? Why are they called bodegas?
Because that's what they are. They're bodegas.
Yeah. It's only New York, right, that they call them bodegas?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. she's a hot mom, from what I can see. And
her image was
captured by a security camera at the bodega, and then it was used to like promote dick pills and porn and shit like that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So a secure this lady with big tits went in to buy a ham sandwich, and then the security guy was like, "I know how to sell Viagra."
He looks like, all right, I got a good idea for an ad campaign.
So hold on, Karen Hep was just a normal Manhattan mom.
Hep. She has the Hep. That's a terrible name for a woman.
Running into a bodega for a quick gallon of milk, or maybe it was a cup of coffee.
Did she fucking spill the milk on her tits?
Jugs?
She doesn't actually remember what she was buying.
She got a jug for a jug?
It happened around 15 years ago. That's how innocuous the stop
was. Oh, God damn. So they've been using a picture of her for 15 years to sell dick pills? Oh,
yo, they owe her royalties.
Yo, so she says, my face has been in ads for a dating app and an erectile dysfunction medicine. It also appeared on an overseas porn site. Hep 50 told the Post.
How slutty does this woman look?
She doesn't look slutty at all.
She's on a porn website, is it a security picture?
She actually looks good. But she doesn't look slutty at all. She looks kind of classy.
She must look good because you're not going to get, hey, look at that pig. You'd need a pill to fuck her.
Oh, that's perfect.
But what company, like, what company is using her for dick? Like, it's not a real company. It's not like Viagra or Blue Chew or
Nike.
Yeah. Hold on. Hep's Bodega pictures ended up on Facebook in an ad for a dating app and on porn sites, including XNXX.com. In another, her face appeared with a tagline, "These mothers fuck for free." I have no idea how the photo went from a security camera to ads on the internet, said Hep, who was formerly the co-anchor of Good Day Wake Up in New York City and now holds a similar on-air position with a Fox News affiliate in Philadelphia.
Okay, because imagine you're watching the morning news, and then while you're watching her, you get a pop of "this mom fucks." Yeah. Goddamn right she does.
That's whenever you see, like, reporters from Fox News are always super hot.
Yeah.
So it must be weird going, "This bitch is super hot.
And available. Yeah. It's so fucking wacky. Did you see the story last week about the hot mom that was changing? And her neighbor, the mom, wrote her a letter and said, "Close your fucking drapes. Yeah. My kids don't want to see your bare ass or whatever." Like, isn't that weird for the neighbor to out her kids as homosexuals like that?
Yeah. Because definitely, like, if she has boys, that's all they want to see.
Yeah.
Like, her kids probably hate the fucking ugly mom.
Yeah.
Going, "She fucking cock-blocked
me." The dad, too. "Why is she closing the box?" "I went over there and I asked her to close the curtains."
Yeah. Fuck, I would have loved to have a neighbor.
I would have got a divorce.
Oh, Jesus. If I had a neighbor like that when I was a teenager, I would have jerked off so much.
Would have been amazing. Did you see her? She's fucking smoking.
Yeah, she was super hot.
Yeah, super hot.
I used to have a neighbor like that when I moved to Montreal. She used to always wash her dishes naked. And, like, she'd always wash her dishes
like
same
full
time.
Naked?
I just see tits, and I think she was wearing panties.
Interesting.
And she'd always, like, and she, I could
interesting
tell,
attire.
Like, I was like, she'd only come wash her dishes when I was washing my dishes. So I was like, I think she might be coming on to me, but I wasn't sure.
I think she was. That's pretty obvious.
But then one time I was like, oh, fuck, she's so hot. So I started jerking off.
In front of her?
And then she saw me, and she stopped coming to wash her dishes naked. So I didn't think she knew
that I could
see her.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
So that means that she knew that you could see her the whole time because she could see you.
I don't know, though, if she saw me jerking off, because I was higher than her, so I don't think she saw me jerking off. And plus, I have my shirt on, so and it's all like my dick's in the window.
Yeah.
But I think when she saw me, that's when she freaked out.
Oh, so she never actually knew that you were, it was just a coincidence.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, this bitch really wants me.
What a coinky dick.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
She was very hot.
God damn.
It's weird. The first couple apartments I had in Montreal, I had this other woman, another apartment, that she used to always sunbathe nude on her balcony.
A lot of people do that, I think.
Yeah.
Because where else are you going to get the sun here?
Yeah. But you figure where, like, if you're in the city, nude is a little much.
It's a little much, but I think she just didn't want tan lines.
Yeah.
I mean, she did have a Viagra ad to do right after. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's your own balcony. Women could do whatever they want on their balconies. You know, if they want to be nude, they can be.
You're
nude.
A very progressive man.
But I'm just saying.
Some would call you even a feminist.
You're woke.
Yeah, you're woke.
Hashtag free the nipple, bro.
I know. I'm with you. I agree. Free the nipple.
Bro,
I didn't know it was being held captive.
Fuck the bra lobby, bro.
The bra lobby?
The lobby of bras, bro.
Yeah, you know that bras also help some women, right? Because it's bad for their tits are too big and it hurts their back if they don't have a bra.
But they could just use olive oil.
To hold her tits up?
They could use olive, maybe branches or a tree. You want them to just lean up again?
You mean like olive oil tree? Bottles? Just hold your tits up. Like they just walk around like that.
They put them in their underwear. And then the bottle.
Yeah, like overalls.
If they massage the top of their breasts with olive oil, it's going to help their skin and it's going to tighten them. And it's gonna
it won't change the weight that's being pulled down.
Do you think right now the people at the Wonder Bra company
are
like,
shit?
God damn, we're going to lose all our business when people find out that they could replace us with olive oil.
He's going to get a text that says Victoria's Secret. That's the name. And then the text is going to be like, shut the fuck up right now. Shut the fuck up right now.
And plus you're going to...
Our secret is a handgun.
If women did that, they'd always have a shirt that would be full of oil just stuck to their tits.
No, but they do it with their skincare.
How much do you love salads? You're always greasy, you stupid bitch. Yeah.
Sharon, we'd like you to take a shower before coming to work.
Why? You smell like an Albanian on the fields. What are you doing? Nice little Greek joke.
God damn.
Oh, we almost killed him.
Oh, that's amazing.
We may have assassinated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dumb thing. We're talking about to hold their tits up. Some women's breasts are so big, they have to get breast reduction surgery or their bras help them. Others, they hate the bras. They have to take them off when they go home. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
It hurts all day. Really? Yeah, everyone's different. You didn't know that?
Nah, I mean, I
would have. What? Known. What? What was the last part of that sentence? I don't know. I
don't know. Podcast. That's what aliens hear us as. Like when they hear him talking, they hear the
hi. Look, sir, I'm a little bit retarded.
We told you to stop fucking saying that. You never put a little bit before that sentence.
Yeah. Are you saying that Michael Jordan was a little bit good at basketball?
Is that what you're trying to say? You're trying to say Justin Trudeau's a little bit of a Cuban?
Yeah.
Well, he's half Cuban, actually.
He's been on the internet now because of Cuba revolting. It's all Trudeau memes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so funny. I wonder if he gives a shit.
I don't know. Probably.
You think?
I don't think he gives a shit about the Cuba thing. I know for a fact he hates the blackface thing.
Yeah, obviously. But that's because, let's be honest, it's not a good look. No.
But the Cuba thing.
The Cuba thing, he can't do anything.
It's not his fault. If it's true.
It's not his fault,
His mom just got banged by a dictator.
Yeah, it's not his fault, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know if it would bother him that much.
Yeah.
I don't know how sensitive he is. The jokes and all that.
I don't know.
I've heard rumors that he's gone pissed off about things that have been said on certain podcasts, but I don't know how seriously pissed off he is. Like, can we not be friends anymore? Is that how serious pissed off he is? Or he would want a situation where he could make fun of us? I don't know. Poseidon, what do you think? Can Trudeau take a joke?
Nah, I don't
think he can.
You don't think so?
Remember, because the... I talked shit about him, and the first day that I had my court case, he had come out wearing it was he wore a pink shirt because it was pink shirt day, and he did a speech.
Hell, fuck is pink shirt day?
It was because this little kid in Halifax got bullied for wearing a pink shirt, and people called him gay.
Pink is the new black. These kids don't know this.
So he came out where like they started this pink shirt day. For like only a year, so definitely Trudeau's the type of guy that'd jump on this bandwagon just to look like he's not homophobic. But then he did a speech, and it felt like he was talking about me because he was saying he started his speech. He was like, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt." Is simply not true.
Oh, I remember
words
when he said that. Yeah.
Do hurt. And right after me, like saying today, a comedian went to court. For saying something and then me going, hey, they're just words. And then you got this fucking piece of shit saying that words hurt.
And he's clearly hinting towards you. He's like, look, even if the kid can't sing well, words hurt. Like, it's very obvious.
Yeah, you shouldn't make fun of a kid because he's wearing a pink shirt or he sounds like garbage when he's singing for the Pope.
Yeah, just super specific. I mean, look, he was next to the Pope. Yeah. The Pope didn't even want to touch this kid. Like, not attractive at all. That would have been amazing. Like, Mr. Trudeau, what are you trying to say? I like pink shirts. That's what I'm trying to say. It's weird that now, I think, are we over that? I think we're over the pink shirts. I think now you can wear whatever you want almost, no?
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody gives a shit anymore.
Like, everyone under 20, everyone under 20 seems bisexual to me. Whenever I talk to, a 19-year-old dude, I'm like, that guy is a little bit gay. So I don't think people make fun of, no one's making fun of someone's sexual orientation anymore.
sexual orientation, maybe at some, but in general, I think aware, whatever. I think people stopped caring.
Yeah,
I think it was because no one, I think back in the day, not a lot of stuff was happening.
Mm.
So you gave like, oh, this is crazy, this is new. Now nobody gives a shit. It's like, that guy's gay. So what, bro? Go take a vacation. What do you like? What does it matter? You know?
Yeah. What does it change in your life if that guy's gay?
The only thing that's fucked up is when. Did you see that library in the UK where they hired someone to speak to the kids? They said, we hired someone to teach the kids about like LGBTQ stuff. And it was a guy who came dressed as a rainbow monkey with a penis.
What?
And then they chased him out of there.
What?
A rainbow monkey with a penis?
Yeah. And then parents are like, yo, what the fuck are you, what are you doing? What does that have to do with gay anything? It's just some, a man dressed like a rainbow animal with a giant penis.
Where was this?
In the UK.
What the fuck is wrong with England?
Oh my God, I found it.
Yeah. What do you think? I was making that up, bro. You think in my head, that's what I think of rainbow penises.
Redbridge Council launches investigation after After actor in monkey suit with fake penis encourages kids to read.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
That's a great headline.
I would rather my four-year-old see that guy that was doing coke.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Shoving flares up his ass. I believe you see that? That is an imbecile.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be like, look, and gay people do this with cocks. Read a book.
Yeah, read a book. Yeah. That would be way better than he's like, are all gay people dressed like monkeys? No, no, they're not, sir. No, that's not.
Yeah, what the fuck is the message, the monkey? Is he saying that, like.
He's a rainbow monkey. He's like green, a blue.
Rainbow monkey.
Yeah. I just played the video for people. It looks outrageous. He's holding up a sign. I don't know what the sign is saying. Hold on, watch again. Warning, the following images and or content may be disturbing or offensive to some viewers.
Maybe.
God damn. Shouldn't that be offensive to all viewers?
He just runs out with a dick dangling from the suit.
Does he knock the kids in the face with it?
Welcome to church.
Yeah.
Yeah, he runs out of the library. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think people were trying to break him.
No, no, he runs out of the library with other actors, and he just has a penis dangling from his monkey, so his nipples are showing.
Okay.
And it was just basically they're
I don't think the nipples is a problem though.
Like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know anything about educating the youth of tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I feel like this one's a bad idea.
Yeah. I feel like this was a idea that was good on paper.
But then this is the communism of ideas.
Jesus.
It looked great on paper. And then, the second it went into execution, just like communism, a lot of people were crying.
How is
this? That's the type of idea that came about. He was like, how about if I dress up like a monkey with my cock out? And they were like, yeah, that's an amazing idea, Alan. Good job.
Yeah, yeah, it was sarcastic.
It is. Thank you.
And he's like, they don't think I'm going to do it. Nobody takes me seriously. I'm going to show them how fucking serious I am.
So he went to the fucking the costume rental place. I need a monkey with a big cock. We don't have those. All right.
Just the monkey then.
I need the monkey. And do you know if there's a sex shop nearby?
And that's what he did. He's like, actually, we do. Yeah, you'd be surprised when people come in with that request.
Because he says he thought it was going to encourage kids to read.
Why would that encourage kids to read? Why would a monkey with a big cock?
I'll tell you why. It would encourage kids to read, to get educated, to graduate, to get the fuck out of this town that allows people with monkey penises to go to the library to meet children. That's why.
I think though maybe they thought the kids want to learn to read so they can Google, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Why do we live here?
What's the name of that town?
Monkey cock.
No. Hold on. Jesus Christ.
You know how we as North Americans always picture Britain as being sophisticated? And then you realize London is sophisticated. The rest of England is batshit fucking crazy.
And then in England, they're trying to defend it. They're like, the problem was he wasn't wearing a top hat. If he had a top hat and a monocle, maybe.
But it makes a lot of sense. This was in East London.
Why does that make sense? You don't know anything about East or West London?
Well, apparently, East London is a little more retarded and ghetto and shit and stupid.
Like, what about West London? Oh, the low IQ are in East London?
I think so.
Is that a fact?
Or like, because it was a very like...
The low IQ. Did you say the low IQ were in East London?
Hold on. Or like all the ghettos were in East London, I think.
Yeah, this is great. Damn. The low IQ are in East
London. I'm not 100% sure.
So this guy may have been mayor.
What the fuck?
The low IQ. You should Google that. The low IQ are in East London. That's the name of an album.
Yeah.
Hold on. East London, poor.
Did you say East London whore?
Poor.
Oh. Dude, now you're mixing low IQ with being with poor. We were poor as shit, bro.
Oh, yeah. The area was notorious for its deep poverty, overcrowding, and associated social problems.
And the only business that works there is the monkey soup rental place. This guy is fucking... He's selling franchises.
And they only sell monkey suits. That's it.
It's just monkey suit. God, you need a monkey suit with a big cock? I got one. Monkey suit with a big pussy? Yeah. Got two of those.
You have a Jason mask. No, that's fucking stupid. Yeah. How about these monkey cocks?
My son won't eat his mashed potatoes. Monkey suit. You need a monkey suit.
Yeah. My little girl's scared to go to sleep alone. I got a monkey with a huge vagina.
You need that? Imagine this guy's Kijiji ads, bro. It's just like, kid can't go to sleep. Kid won't go to sleep.
This is just a cock.
Call this guy, bro. He pulls up every time. Go to fucking sleep, you little shit. Cock dangling and everything.
Wait, what does this have to do with...
That would actually work, though. Like, if you're trying to scare kids, but no kid is going to be scared into reading.
Well, if there's that huge dangling cock, I'd be like, I'll do anything. Get it away from me.
I'll pretend to read.
Yeah.
You'll be like, okay, I'm reading.
That kid's going to read at the third grade level his whole life. Yeah. Because every time he tries to read something, he's just going to have visions of cocks dangling.
Yeah.
You just damaged that child. Wait, what does that have to do with LGBTQ stuff anyway? Because that's what they were complaining about on the internet.
Definitely not gay.
This has nothing to do with...
There was nothing LGBTQ in the article.
So why were they making it seem like it was? Yeah.
This guy definitely sees gay people and goes, he's fucking a dude. Next thing you know, he's going to fuck an animal. Like a monkey. Idea.
Yeah!
I got it.
That's it. Fuck. It's all, it's all his fears.
What, and what's a rainbow monkey? Did he have like a rainbow t-shirt or?
Yeah, no, he was like suit. Green, pink.
It was like, green, blue, pink, yellow.
But you
orange.
Could tell it was a monkey anyway?
Yeah, no, you could tell it was a monkey suit.
No, I could tell from the way he was acting.
Was his dick monkey colored or white or black?
Hold on, let me double check.
I think it was just a white dildo.
Okay.
Beige dildo.
Yeah, it seemed white. Hold on. Monkey.
It seemed white. It was one of the smaller dildos. Well, he's fiercely typing. Are you on my account again, by the way?
Yes. God damn it. I typed in monkey suit with penis England.
Monkey suit with penis England. And then just a photo of the queen.
So this is what I'm bringing it up for people again. This is what it looks like. Yeah, it was a white penis.
Oh, bro, that's Prince Harry.
White penis, yeah.
And, this one has his ass showing out.
It's his bare ass, his real ass?
With his ass out.
This guy's a moron.
So the guy that was doing this for little kids had his real ass out?
No, a fake ass. It's a fake ass.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say that. I'm going to go on a limb here.
But it looks
like
his real nipples.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say this guy's a fucking monkey.
Yeah. This guy definitely shouldn't be around children.
You think?
He feels like a guy that should be... When you go on the internet, you know exactly where he lives.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Did they break him? Did any parents go beat him up? Because I would, no joke, I would break that monkey's legs.
I'd break him too, but they're launching an investigation.
How do you investigate that?
Bro, I have no clue, bro. Hold on, let's read it.
They go to the local sex shop. Have you sold any penises to a monkey recently?
Basically, people are saying they're appalled by the incident. Completely inappropriate and deeply offensive. Performers were hired by independent contractor Vision, who manage Redbridge Libraries and Leisure Centers. As soon as I was made aware of the performers, I immediately contacted Vision, and the event was stopped.
Yeah, these guys—it's easy to get gigs there. Besides, reach out. Me and you, and fucking Mike and Cosby could probably go down there for a nice little tour to all the libraries. Goddamn, we're gonna do 15 minutes each, and then Cosby's gonna talk to them about pills and sleepy time.
Yeah,
I want to teach you new things today.
So, yeah, so they've launched an investigation. That's all.
That's it.
That's a good thing.
Every time they say that,
that means nothing. They're going to do nothing.
Yeah, they do.
Because they know we're going to forget. Like right now, we're like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? In 2 months, you'll be like, remember that?
I'm going to forget about when this episode's over. I'm not going to think about
it. Monkey that showed his cock, I'll be like, what? That's crazy.
Oh my God. The library has also apologized. But earlier that day on social media, it said, if you've got it, flaunt it.
Again, I feel like the library may be complicit in this monkey penis fiasco.
I think this the person running the library doesn't know what library means. Right?
They got it confused with the gay club. No, it's like
you brought in a man dressed as a monkey with his penis hanging out. Yeah, it's a library.
How else are we going to loan books for free?
Yeah.
I'm in the loaning books for free business.
It doesn't
You need a hook.
You need a hook. It's amazing.
Whoever runs that library is the dumbest person in the world.
Like Poseidon said, it's where all the Brits low IQ people hang out. Yeah, you said East London is the low IQ center of England.
East London was notorious for the poverty, the ghettos.
I don't care about the poverty.
You're repeating the thing you read on Wikipedia 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, what I care about is the low IQ. Where are the low IQ?
Where did you get this stat from that the low IQ people in London go to East London?
Yeah.
I just said that by mistake.
Okay, can you Google in England, where do the dum-dums live?
Dum-dum houses.
Just check. No, but where do the low IQ live in England, though? Like, I hope it's a picture of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Did you mean inbred?
And I don't know.
What does it say?
It just says, are northerners poor because we're thick?
Thick means dumb in England.
And north and east isn't the same thing.
North England has lower IQ than South England.
Okay.
But if you flip it over.
Yeah.
This way. Problem solved. North is east.
He doesn't know about that, by the way. It's going to confuse him. By the way, you know when you say East in London, West London, you know that, right? Look at me. Mm-hmm. When you're in England, same thing, even when you drive, their right side is their left side. They drive on the left. North and South, what you call North is you look straight up, like say on the map. Them, it's everything is
the opposite.
Oh. So when you say
North
east,
is South,
so
south
when you say East
north.
London.
So, hold on. Them, it's West. It's West for us.
It's West for you. Yeah, so if you look at the map, it's on your West.
Gay is straight. Library is fucking.
I don't know what library is, but yeah, just even when you go there, you're gonna think that they're crazy. They're driving on the wrong side or anything. It's not to them. Everything is reversed.
Everything. Yeah. Okay.
You didn't know that shit.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I just thought they were retarded.
But you've never been to England. Oh, have you been to England?
No, I've never been.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So if you saw some, you didn't know about this. Yeah. Even their cars. This is not even a joke. The steering wheel is on our right side.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're just passengers all the time.
Passenger side. They're driving on. It's not their passenger side. Them, it's their driving side. It's the right side. But they call it the left. But for us, it's the right side.
Yeah.
And on the when they drive on the street, you know, us, it's always on the right. We're a right-handed society.
Yeah.
They're a left-handed society. Everything is on the left.
Really?
But they call it the right, which is why it gets confusing.
Because in like
that's crazy.
How do you not know this? You're 30 years old.
Insane.
When they look at themselves in the mirror, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you see it. But the other way around,
so like your mole.
That's why they see. That's
your mole's
how they
on your
see
left.
The whole
yeah, but when you look
world.
In the mirror, it's the mirror side. But if that was a person, it would be on his right. You get it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Same shit. Just imagine
that's
everything
how they
reversed.
See the
so
world.
Even the mirrors in England are fucked up.
No,
the same mirrors.
Idiot.
What the fuck?
Are you stupid?
It's a mirror.
It's a mirror. That you idiot. What we're saying is to them, to what you see. Is like a mirror. Like everything is reversed over there. Not their mirrors are. It's not. It's not Hogwarts. You fucking idiot. It's not magical.
Well,
it's
Hogwarts
just,
was in England, no?
It has nothing
it's
to do with
it. It's in fake England.
It's in
it's
fake
not
England.
Real English.
How did you not know? So there's a chance if we go to England and we ask you to drive, you're going to cause an accident by driving on the wrong side.
Basically.
You didn't know? You've never seen movies? You had no idea that in England everything is on like reversed.
I knew they drove on the other side of the road.
The cars too. The cars inside. Go look at a car right now if you don't believe
everyone. Me. That I knew.
Yeah.
Everyone, like if you Google why are so many... British people left-handed.
Yeah.
It's like because the percentage of left-handed people is higher there. Since
higher there.
It's their right hand.
Everything, yeah. Yeah. I wonder why, though. I wonder what the difference is.
I don't know.
Because they do it in Australians, too.
Yeah, but it didn't happen in Canada.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what we just said. That's why for you, it's like a mirror. So if you go down there, the way they live, everything is mirrored. So we drive on the right, they drive on the left. Yeah. We say east, if you're looking like at a map, the same map, we say east, to us, it would be the right, right on the map.
Yeah.
To them, it's the left. When they say east, they mean this side.
Really?
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Everything is flipped, which
north,
is...
North, south.
But don't think about it like complicated. Whatever it is here, it's just flipped, like in a mirror. That's all it is, yeah. But even their cars, it's like a mirror. The driver's seat is not on the left, it's on the right. Everything is mirrored.
Yeah, the driver stuff I knew, but I didn't know about the north, south, east.
Everything
north.
Is mirrored. But
their trunk is in the front.
Their trunk is in the front. The cars are smaller.
Like Porsches, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
But in France, too, they have that.
Yeah, even but any car. Like, you could drive a Ford.
Yeah, they make Fords that are European style. They're smaller.
So the
trunk's
the things
in the propagas.
So the engine's in the back?
The engine's in the back.
So it's trunk is in the front. Rear mounted.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
We're not car guys. All we're saying is that they do a lot of weird things in England.
Yeah. One guy shoved a flare up his ass. So I mean,
that's not that weird, though. The monkey thing is a little strange.
Monkey thing is.
The believing in the wizards that rule over them, that's also a little weird.
Yeah.
And the reversing everything. The north. But
hold on. Does that mean when they're switching gears on a manual car, like when they switch gears?
Gears on an automatic car.
Yeah.
The manual car switches gears automatically.
Yeah. Here too. That's how automatic cars work. It's like a manual car, but it's switching for you. That's what automatic car.
But so hold on. When they put it in drive for them, does it say R? And when they put it in reverse, does it say drive?
That's a word. You know what the word? Yeah. Are you retarded? It says R for retard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you stupid?
What?
Are you dumb? How would that be a thing?
A little bit.
On is not off there, you idiot. It's not, I told you, it's not a magical world. They just, whatever we do here, they do a lot of that stuff the opposite way.
Why would they reverse the compass? They can't reverse the compass.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
No, you can't. A compass is a compass.
Do you work at a compass company?
Yeah, what are you? Yeah. No, are you a compass spokesman? What are you talking about? They're not reversing a compass.
They just get a British compass.
Yeah, exactly. They're reversing a reference. It's pointing to the same places, just the names are different.
They flip the letters and the numbers and everything.
Yes.
It's the same. It's pointing to the same direction, just they're named differently.
Okay.
It's like in Greece, right? What's north in Greece?
Voria.
Vora, yeah.
Same.
You still know it's north, no?
It's not yet.
No, that's south.
Oh, okay.
So you know, right?
Yeah.
You know, right? It doesn't say north. It's another word, but it's pointing the same fucking place. Yeah. It's the same concept. You're too stuck on these the words. Forget the words. Yeah. It's still the same. It's the same thing. Basically, south is north. North is south.
Same, but different.
Yeah. East, west switch. And north and south switch. Like a mirror. Okay. It's not like when you say south, it's east. It's not like crazy shit. Yeah. Forget the name. The name is just what's different. Just the name that switches. Oh, and same thing with the right and the left. When they say right and they're on the left, they're not doing it to fuck with you. It's because their right is the left. That's why they drive on the left. Because the right way to do things there is the left side. Here in North America, we're a right-handed society. We do everything on the right. So when you're walking a mall or you're walking the street, the right thing to do is to walk on the right and they come to you on the left. It's the opposite. But it's not wrong. It's just how they do it there. There's not more accidents because of it.
So if I tell a British person, take a right, they're going to get angry? Because they're going to be like, that's a left!
They won't get angry.
They won't get angry. They're just going to take a right because you told them right. But for you, it's going to be a left. And you're going to be like, why does my leg go left? It's because you told them.
Oh.
Yeah, why would they get it? He has a weird...
Yeah, they're not aggressive.
Yeah. Dude, in Australia, it goes one step further. Because of where they are situated on the globe, the water, when you flush it, goes the opposite way.
Oh, yeah, I know this. And they're upside down, too. Everything's upside down.
No, they're not upside down. It's mirrored again. It's not upside down.
Yeah, but the other way.
What?
Mirrored the other
Brits,
way.
It's side to side, but Australia, it's like...
Up and down?
Up and down, yeah.
So instead of driving
left to right,
they go up and down there, you fucking idiot.
So they have to put little wheels on the roof of their car?
No, the cars, everything's upside down.
This kid's a fucking moron.
But wouldn't it just fall if it's upside down?
Well, no, because gravity works in reverse there, because everything's
okay. Engaged. Oh, yeah, they have reverse gravity.
Yeah, they have...
No.
That's why I think UFOs are probably just Australian, bro. They probably discovered anti-gravity.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably the smartest man on his street right now. Yeah. No, Australia, the only thing that's different from us, everything's different. Like the left, right, all that shit is different. The only thing that's different from everywhere else is the way the toilet turns. But other than that, they're the exact same as the UK. They drive on the wrong side. The cars are on the wrong side. Well, we say wrong. To them, it's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To us, it's left. To them, it's right. But... It doesn't change, because if you grew up in that, that's how you learn how to drive.
Exactly.
Oh, that's why in some songs they say, like, if it's wrong, then I don't want to be right.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so, though. I've never heard that in a song.
I've never heard that expression.
Yeah.
Are you making that up?
I'm pretty sure you made that up.
No, I've heard it a few times.
I don't think so.
Doesn't sound like anything someone would say.
But I've heard it.
Have you, though?
I don't know what I'm referring to, but I've heard.
Well, that's the problem. All right. Well, as our UK correspondent, would you like people to follow you on Twitch?
Yes.
Where should they follow you?
Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. ThePoseidon69 on Instagram and Twitter. And I think that's about it.
It is the most East London channel on Twitch.
Yeah, yeah. The low IQ. Go to twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. But if you want stuff a little bit more highbrow, head over to MikeWard.ca for all of Mike Ward's tour dates. Most of those shows are sold out. But if you catch one that isn't, buy tickets right away. And head over to patreon.com/Suzekut to catch Mike Ward's French language podcast, Mike Ward Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet and growing daily. You can get all the back catalog of shows on Patreon. That's where you buy tickets to watch the show live. Tickets sell out in about two and a half minutes after they go live on the Patreon. So if you're on there, you also have to have your notifications on your email so you can see when tickets go on sale, or you're never going to get to catch it live and in person. And also, if you can't be there in person, it goes live on the Patreon. Yeah. So if you missed buying tickets, you can just watch it live before everyone else gets it, about a month before the episodes go live for the rest of these goddamn simpletons on planet Earth. For myself, head over to pantelscomedy.com. There's dates over there. Soon we're going to be announcing a new little tour in French around Quebec. Obviously, English dates as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. So head over there, patreon.com/Pantelis. Join the movement. Join the Pantelis Nation. That's about it. Go fuck yourself.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.